Dating hasn't always meant swiping right or sliding into DMs. Throughout history, the quest for love has reflected society's evolving values around gender, class, and sexuality. In Georgian England, fan language allowed women to communicate romantic interest through subtle movements. A fan drawn across the cheek meant, "I love you," while twirling it in the left hand signaled, "We are being watched." Victorian calling cards functioned as the original dating profiles, with gentlemen leaving their cards with servants, hoping ladies would return the gesture. Each era created its own romantic rituals, from chaperoned tea parties to wartime dance halls where khaki fever swept young women off their feet. These practices weren't merely quaint customs, they were sophisticated social systems that revealed power dynamics between genders, classes, and races. The journey from elaborately coded Victorian courtship to today's direct digital connections tells us as much about our changing society as it does about the timeless human desire for connection. In late 18th century England, courtship followed strict protocols. Formal introductions were required before conversation, and chaperones supervised all social interactions. At balls, women either danced with everyone who asked or no one at all. Within these constraints, subtle communication thrived. Fan language became a secret flirtation code, with movements signaling everything from simple responses to intimate invitations. Queen Victoria's genuine love for Prince Albert transformed romantic ideals in the Victorian era. Their marriage elevated love above convenience or family alliance as the primary consideration. Despite perceptions of prudishness, industrialization actually fostered greater sexual freedom and more open relationship discussions. Calling cards functioned as the era's dating app. Gentlemen left their cards with servants, and ladies decided which suitors warranted meetings. New transportation expanded dating possibilities. Railways connected distant lovers, while bicycles empowered the new woman. The 1888 Kodak camera enabled personal photography without formal studio visits, leading to photos exchanged in Lonely Hearts advertisements. Meanwhile, LGBT individuals lived in secretive isolation, with Oscar Wilde imprisoned under gross indecency laws despite his marriage to a woman. World War I upended dating norms, while Victorian stereotypes persisted. The sight of men in uniform sparked khaki fever among young women, alarming authorities as these amateurs pursued soldiers across class boundaries. Despite censorship, soldiers and sweethearts exchanged thousands of letters daily, with many advertising for pen pals in publications like The Link. These correspondences led to the hasty marriage scare, where couples who had never met arranged weddings. Post-war Britain faced profound social change. For the wealthy, bright young things, life became a whirl of treasure hunts, car chases, and all-night drinking. Fashion gave them stylistic freedom. Flappers adopted short bob haircuts and abandoned corsets for dropped waists and raised hemlines. The motor car revolutionized dating, allowing couples to escape local scrutiny, while jazz became the soundtrack to liberation. Young working women flooded cities as journalists, secretaries, and shopgirls, using modest incomes to forge identities beyond traditional roles. Free from chaperones, they could pursue men of their choosing despite the depleted male population. Marie Stopes revolutionized Britain's approach to sex when she published Married Love in 1918, effectively the first sex manual, and opened Britain's first birth control clinic in 1921. The 1930s marked a return to traditional courtship after the experimental, jazz-manic 1920s. Marriage rates rebounded strongly, with the average age falling to 25 for women and 27 for men by 1931. However, poverty significantly impacted dating habits during the economic depression. Cinemas replaced dance halls as the prime dating location, with some 23 million Britons attending weekly by decade's end. World War II brought another dramatic shift. The arrival of 1.5 million American GIs, dubbed overpaid, oversexed, and overhere, transformed dating dynamics. These film starish young men earned approximately 7 times more than British soldiers, allowing them to shower local women with luxuries during Britain's austere rationing period. When American troops departed after D-Day, over 20,000 British women applied to be American wives. The 1960s revealed a stark divide between London and the rest of Britain. From miniskirts to Bond girls, the capital exported a frisky image worldwide. Mary Quant's miniskirt became more than a metaphor for the permissive society. It tangibly impacted dating behaviors, creating debates about whether women who wore them were suitable partners. A technological revolution in dating began in 1959 when Stanford engineering students designed Operation Match using the IBM 7090 computer to pair compatible singles. The 1970s delivered the sexual revolution the previous decade had only introduced. Jackie magazine became a cultural phenomenon for teenage girls, selling over 500,000 copies per issue by 1976, while Forum offered intellectual coverage of sexuality with political elements. Television brought sexual content to mainstream audiences through popular shows like The Sweeney and I, Claudius, attracting up to 20 million viewers. The pill's greatest social impact came when Harold Wilson eliminated prescription charges for birth control and family planning clinics joined the NHS. By the decade's end, 80% of young women had taken the pill, fundamentally altering dating power dynamics. The new millennium brought unprecedented legal recognition for the LGBTQI community. The 2004 Gender Recognition Act granted trans people full legal recognition, while the Civil Partnership Act gave same-sex couples rights equivalent to marriage. By 2014, the UK finally legalized gay marriage. Dating migrated online during the dot-com boom. Tinder, launched in 2011, revolutionized dating with its game-like interface. By 2014, it had 50 million users and approached a billion-dollar valuation. Its efficient swiping mechanism, left to reject, right to match, distilled courtship to its essentials. Despite apps gamifying romance, chemistry remains unpredictable, though science offers insights like the sweaty t-shirt test, where women consistently prefer men with immune systems different from their own. From Victorian courtship rituals to modern dating apps, the fundamental human desire for companionship remains unchanged. What has evolved is our expression of that desire, shifting from coded, class-conscious systems to more direct approaches. Victorian customs emphasized character assessment through controlled interaction, while today's digital dating prioritizes efficiency and visual appeal. Throughout history, dating has reflected social progress. Women's economic independence transformed them from passive recipients to active participants in courtship. The LGBTQ+ rights movement expanded our understanding of relationships. Technology democratized dating across previously impenetrable social and geographic boundaries. Yet modern dating presents its own challenges. Digital connections feel simultaneously more accessible and more superficial. Abundance of choice leads to decision paralysis, and efficiency can reduce people to commodities. The most valuable lesson from dating history is that innovation always coexists with tradition. Victorian couples communicated desire despite rigid social codes, while today's daters often blend digital convenience with timeless courtship practices. The pendulum swings between liberation and restraint, between individual desire and social responsibility. Ultimately, successful relationships have always required the same elements: mutual respect, clear communication, and genuine connection. Whether expressed through the language of fans, carefully worded letters, or crafted profile bios, the human heart continues seeking someone who understands its unique rhythm.